I don't remember what happened on the day of my quote-unquote death, death number three. It was just a day, a normal summer day, a day like any other. I remember seeing fireworks for the 4th of July in Chicago on the street with my roommate Eugene, and I remember that I was wearing a white shirt, and it started to rain, so I had to lean my body so my shoulders were at Eugene's back so I wouldn't get drenched in my white shirt. It was Saturday, July 11th, and I apparently was going over to my parents' house, where my sister Sandy lived, to go swimming because it was sunny. After getting on the Kennedy, I took I-55 southwest of Chicago and exited Route 45 south so I could drive to the suburbs and see my family. The rest of the accounts were from eyewitnesses. That and what the people at the hospital told my mother. I was at the intersection of 95th and Route 45. I was at the end of a line of people waiting at a red light. The light had just turned green, but you know how long it takes for people to get moving when the light changes? Well, we were still sitting there waiting to get moving just as the light had changed. Now, at this point, I have to tell you that at this point in the road, the intersection was at the bottom of a hill, and if you're coming south toward the intersection, you'll see the light before you see the street. This apparently was the case for the driver of a sedan. He apparently saw the green light and continued speeding on the 55-mile-per-hour road. As I said, I was at the end of a line of cars, so I would get caught in the crossfire. Accounts state that there was a motorcyclist in front of me and a van in front of him. Eyewitnesses said they saw me looking at my rearview mirror of my car. I must have seen this speeding car coming towards me. I couldn't move my car to the empty left lane next to me. There was no room. I could only guess that I turned the wheels of my car to the left so that I wouldn't run into the motorcyclist in front of me, who I'm sure would have died from being hit. Originally, in part, I got away by traveling. But apparently, after waiting to get away again, this time from some stranger in a car, I was struck, and all went black.